Where else would you throw up? What a stupid thing to say.
It's possible to throw up in someone else's mouth.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to start in your mouth. That's where it has to start.
Yeah, I'm my own human centipede.
What? What in the hell? What did I miss? What's being said right now?
Tony threw up into his own butt.
I got to test the audio music part thing of the
it's
stuff.
Like reverse diarrhea.
I'm like a sea urchin. I have a butt mouth.
Do they have a butt mouth?
It's a mouth anus, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Good God.
They shit where they eat.
That's intelligent design right there, buddy.
Wow, they can't even use that dictum. Dictum shit, it nearly killed him. What?
Dictum. Nearly killed him.
You're queuing us up, aren't you? Should we do this now? Hello, and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guests' website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the well-known blog, Hit and Miss Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
That's right, and please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get in the top 10. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now. Resistance is futile.
What?
They will be assimilated.
You're not the Borg.
You will be assimilated?
You can't assimilate anyone.
Why don't you ever let me assimilate anybody?
Whining is futile.
You're the Borg.
Oh, hell.
We only got two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if your listener's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content, and certainly has nothing for you, you fake fuck. We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in the sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City of tonight, we have Dax Jordan.
Hi.
And Tony Sam.
Yo.
You know these guys from Showbiz.
Showbiz. It's not sunny because it's nighttime.
Thanks for being here, guys. It is sunny.
Hello.
Studio City, but it's not sunny when the sun's not out.
Right, which is right now.
Yeah. Did I imply that it's currently sunny?
Well, you said it's sunny Studio City.
It's always sunny Studio City.
Not
that
at
sounds
night.
Like a TV
Son
show.
Son of a bitch.
You're a real dope dad.
Damn it.
Yeah. I believe words have power.
Well, I didn't know I'd gotten
so
it wrong.
Let's be accurate in our use of
it. Okay, we'll do it again. Hello and welcome to Ardent Atheist. I'm just kidding.
Dax, I'm going to kill you.
I think that every time I read it, actually. I think it every time I read it.
Nice.
But
make time to make a change.
It is time. Maybe I'll adjust it next time you're back, and then maybe I won't.
Ooh, a mystery.
Oh.
You don't know what's going to happen, do
I'll
you?
I'll hang on your every word.
That's right.
Okay.
So, Dax, it's nice to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
Nice Since your last time on the show, apparently you've become a dick.
I have?
What?
What happened?
You calling me out on my opening, you asshole? Just kidding. And we all... thanks for being here. And Tony Sam, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having
me. Like me, you live with two first names? Is that how it works for you?
Well, I have more than two. I just use two on the reg.
You're you know?
I keep some of them.
You're a showbiz guy.
Just in case I need them.
All right. Hunkle Binker Dirker.
That's my middle name. Yeah. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Is that what you're going for?
That's what I'm doing.
I'm so confused.
We always, I don't know if you were warned by Blythe, who books the show now.
He said it was very racist.
We do, yes, we yes. only do. So why don't you like niggers? You can't set me up, man. You can't set me up and think I'm not going to swing at that
You guys
softball.
Like Dexter?
Yeah, I do.
Whenever he says dark passenger, I think he's racist. That show's
like
really racist.
Like he's more likely to get pulled over.
I hate to tell you this. That's if that's what fires in your synapses, that means you're racist.
You're the racist.
You're the racist.
Oh, okay, thanks.
You're welcome. No, it's okay.
No, that cleared it up.
So
glad you could learn something from us.
About me.
I hate it when I'll see somebody make a phrase that I'm like, oh, that could be construed as racist. And so now that racist thing is in my head.
Yes.
Oh, well, thanks for the...
It's like a virus.
Yeah.
As a comic growing up in the Midwest, it was amazing to watch language just become this thing that had to be avoided. Every word at a time. And then ideas. And now... It's grown into this thing that's just out of fucking control. And when I was younger, I remember people going, you know, this whole PC thing is out of, it's going to become a nightmare where we won't even be able to fucking do anything if we keep doing this. And I remember as a young boy thinking, fuck off.
You know who?
That's not true.
Plus, you never knew what was, you know, in and out, and then you're like, I don't know what to say anymore. Why can't we just make sounds? Let's get rid of words.
Yes. Well, you know who's most affected by this kind of PC thing?
Who?
The darkies.
How do you figure?
How do I figure? Because just recently, someone said, "Don't use the word mulatto" when referring to my own.
Is that offensive?
She likes mulatto. She's a fan of it.
Well, that's what I called myself growing up, mulatto.
I think it's a cool word.
I think it's cool, too. It sounds like a nice coffee drink.
So how did mulatto...
It's better than swirl.
Swirl. Swizzle.
Or zebra.
Zebra was awful.
How did mulatto, when I was younger, was an acceptable phrase? How did that one become derogatory? I'm always interested in that.
I guess it's because of slave days. Back in the day when the slaves had... You know, they had the mulattoes.
What voice are you doing?
I don't know.
I don't know what you're doing.
That's her slave
master. That's the
master.
Old slave master. I don't know.
Slash riverboat captain.
That's right.
Look at him.
For the record, I'd like to say we were not setting out to do the racist show. I don't know how this happened.
You started being racist.
Is that what I did?
Sorry. No, I said the word racist.
Oh, yeah. The minute when someone says racist for some reason, you know how you hear dark... passenger, and then it's right. And for me, when I hear the word racist, for some reason I have to say nigger within 30 seconds, and I don't know what that's about. I don't know why.
He's still coughing.
It's a tough one to swallow.
So we didn't set out to do a racial show or a racially charged show. I've even had an email, not many, like one email of someone going, why do you guys have to say the N-word so much? I do listen to listeners, I try to pay attention to what seems to be bothering
people.
How
many are you down to now?
Seven.
Per show?
We're down to seven now. But I try to listen when people say things like that, and I have tried to steer away from my friends and me. We are the kind of people who like to use charged language for comedic purposes.
Spice it up.
I think it's funny when everybody gets uncomfortable. That's what I find.
This is a household of button pushers for
yes.
sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, if you turn around, you'll see our beautiful, Emery's beautiful racist children cookie jar.
Oh, well, I've kind of taken to racist memorabilia. You know what I mean? I think it's interesting and awful. It's fucking awful, you know?
So now that's, people are sending him things.
Yeah, now all of us, I got a thing, and then all of a sudden I got the salt and pepper shakers behind you, right. Tony, and then the
shot glass is up next to the camera up there.
What's on the shot glass? Oh, yeah! Yeah, the shot glass was sent to us. No, over here.
Over there.
The
shot glass. Next to Jesus.
The shot glass was sent
to us. Next to Jesus. Next to Mary.
Yeah, hold it up to the camera. hold it up to that camera right there. There you go. That shot glass was sent closer to the camera. It'll focus.
Here, let me see that.
That was sent to us by Travis Roy. I'm not sure he wants me admitting that he sent me that.
Travis Roy sent it.
Yeah.
Well, now everyone knows.
Here, hand that over here.
Let me take a look.
Yeah.
I've heard of the thing.
Yeah, ever since I got this first one that's on the wall behind us, Piccaninny. I can't read it from
eat
here.
Seeds and all.
Yeah, right.
Well, when I lived in Chicago and they would tear down buildings to build, you know, these ugly condos. Sometimes they'd reveal old ads from like the early 1900s just lost because they were covered up by bricks. And I remember one of them was for this cleaning product, and it was just all pictures of people that look like this in their cartoon. It was like when Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Sure.
Those old Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Blackface.
Yeah. Real racist. But just because we try to get rid of these things doesn't mean it didn't happen.
That's right.
I think by covering it up, you do it a disservice, because if you forget, then you just...
That is the reason I like the memorabilia, so that we're reminded that there was a time when we were that awful. That's really my motivation for collecting.
Right. This is terrible, but it happened, and I mean, we have to remember.
Yes,
what are we doing today?
Every time we drink water.
Never forget.
What's happening in today's world that will be in 50 years looked back upon like that? That's what I always try and figure out.
The gays.
What do you mean the gays?
I don't mean the gays themselves. I mean
toddlers
and
tiaras.
I think what she's saying is that we're going to have to start putting up some brick to get rid of these gays.
Yeah.
Is that what you're getting at?
I think so.
Yes. Yeah.
So
I don't know. What people is offensive the, now? Or like, what
will be
what
offensive?
What are we cool with?
One it? Man, one woman stickers on cars.
Heterosexual relationships.
He nailed it.
We're going to look back and be like, man and woman? How are we okay with that?
Gross. Dax actually nailed it. Many of us, I think, can see that it's wrong, the one man, one woman bumper sticker.
Right.
The anti-gay sentiment.
That's what I meant. I didn't mean the gays.
I know.
That's
what, yeah. I feel.
But give it to the guest. Oh, you're saying the pro.
Give it to the guest.
Okay. Pro.
What are they
the pro? Traditional
the
relationship.
Pro-traditional marriage.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's been forever, too.
Mm-hmm. But it's still around.
Dude, you can buy stickers and bumper stickers and yeah that are it's hate packaged this other way. But one day it will be very clear that that was just hate.
Do you have some websites that some of the listeners could pick up some of that?
Yeah. www.
There's actually a wonderful
JesusIsMyGuide.com.
There's actually a wonderful documentary by
Maurice. By the way, Maurice Northup is oftentimes a guest on the show, and he's jumped in to help because Sam Kramer, who is our video switcher, is away.
She's dead to us.
She's ill. No, she's throwing up tonight.
She's almost dead.
Stomach flu.
No, I think she's pregnant. And my daughter, who could also step in and do it, Blythe, she actually had to drive out to an audition, a callback.
I did touch her.
Yeah.
So I'm the emergency person.
Yes. So you were saying, Maurice.
But Spike Lee did a wonderful documentary about what if the Confederacy had won the Civil War. And it's in between, like they kind of paint this world that's ruled by the white Confederacy, and they have commercials, these little racist commercials. And then at the end, they reveal that all the products that they have, these hilarious, satirical-looking commercials, are actual real products.
Whoa.
They were actual products that were sold in the United States, like Darkie toothpaste and that sort
Jesus.
Of thing.
That's great.
You know, I don't like religion very much, and that's what this show is really about.
Let's get to it.
On the wall are cutting it up right now, and they're being racist. They're calling people crackers
and
monkeys.
Oh, look what we've started. Stop it. I'm seeing spicks and kikes right there in
front
of me.
Wait a minute.
Stop
this is your chat board?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're getting into it.
They're silly people.
Intellectual white privilege is hilarious.
The guy who really kind of kicked off the fight against slavery, John, his name is eluding me. He was killed.
John Brown.
No, John Brown. Yeah, thank you. I don't know why I didn't turn to Maurice. He's a history freak. John Brown.
Just a freak.
He was a religious guy, but he was an extreme activist against slavery, and that was kind of cool. And I consider him to be really an American hero. But they killed him for starting uprising.
Oh.
Yeah, he violently killed people.
Tough. Yeah, he was
it's tough. That's a tough one. To,
right? Know? Yeah, he was That's convinced the only tough. Way to stop slavery was
tough
was
break.
It was through violence. So, all right, now
to religion.
Let's talk about God.
All right,
let's talk about God, baby.
In the
let's
news
talk
today,
G O D.
G O D. Nice, nicely done. Well, before we get to the news, first of all, let's start right off.
God's in the news.
Everybody is every day. Fuck, are you kidding me? Yeah. Tony, what do you believe? Do you believe in a God? Are you religious? Were you raised? Let's get to the bottom of your mess.
Well, I'm from Chicago.
That explains it all.
Everyone is Roman Catholic.
That's true.
And I was thinking about it on the way over here. Like, I remember my mom, she wanted me to do, you know, communion, go through all the sacraments, do confirmation. And somewhere in the middle of all that, I even remember, like, the day we were at the store. She was in the produce section. And I was like, man, I don't know. And I went up to her, I was like, Mom, I don't believe in God. And she squeezed a tomato.
What?
I remember it. Like
your mom's
it was
a cartoon?
She was like, you don't know what you're saying. And that was the only time we talked about it.
That was it.
Wow.
And then she made me finish the whole thing. And even though I didn't want to do it, but like.
Were you afraid to say anything after that?
I don't know. I guess I kind of... We never talked about it again.
That's
so.
A powerful moment. That's a powerful and lasting incentive to keep your pie hole shut.
I didn't want to.
Did you even need religion? You actually had an abusive dad.
That's true. Well, he always said he was God, so...
Well, there you go.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I guess we always went to church, but, you know, my brother and sister and I, we just fuck around.
Family of three kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
But and then you know your dad doesn't go. And I always was like, why doesn't he go?
Yeah.
It's like, he's got enough. It's like, he's the one who probably needs it.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, I have not believed in, I guess, anything for... I'd like to think there's something better. And part of the reason I don't believe in anything is because, like, animals supposedly don't have souls and people do. And I think that's crazy considering I lay around as just as much naked as my cat does. And I eat off the floor, too. So.
Where do you shit?
In a box.
Where I eat. We started the show with, well, we
I know,
we pre-show
they missed all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're doing a callback gold. to the conversation that happened before we rolled.
Damn it, I missed it.
Yeah. So I don't believe in any god that doesn't think animals have souls.
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. Is that the thing? You're an animal guy.
Yeah, I mean, I have two cats.
God excludes the animals. Fuck God.
Yeah, they communicate with me. They're smart. Like, what makes me better than them?
Wait a minute. Let's get to the bottom of that one. How do they communicate
Thumbs
with you?
Thumbs, for one.
You're right.
Thumbs.
Thumbs make you significantly different than
Yeah, but I don't have a furry, shiny coat.
Yeah, you do. You just told us you shaved it off.
Oh, my beard. Well, it's not shiny, and it's not furry soft.
Yeah. You should eat
Although
egg
my
whites.
Body hair is More like gossamer. Whites. It's like a soft.
First time that word ever used on this show?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm pretty
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, gossamer may have to end up in the title of the show. So
gossamer. Dang near killed her.
Dang, I don't know if that works.
Nope.
Yeah, yeah. It's close. Don't get me wrong. So, you know, the question I have, I want to get back, first of all, you said that they communicate with you. You're talking about your cats.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, when there's no water, they know to come and wake me up by stepping on my face and body and meowing until I get up out of bed, follow them into the kitchen, which they run to, and wait for me to fill their water bowl.
So I see.
They can tell me that they're thirsty, and they know when they're hungry. They know when their litter box is too full, and I, being a loving father, can communicate. Back.
You're their dad.
Yeah. And their retirement community is full of old people who can't do either of those things.
No.
Son of
Sam.
More
helpless than that.
Yeah.
Son of Sam thought the neighbor's dog was talking to him.
Right. Well, they don't tell me to kill anybody.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least I'm not going to admit to it.
At least I'm not going to. Listen, I never understood that fucking excuse. That whole, the dog next door told me. If a dog tells you to kill someone, the first thing you say is bad dog. Bad dog.
I'd put the dog down.
Bad dog. That's try it there. That's exactly right. And get a cat. That's I don't. You would think a cat would be more likely to advise you to kill.
Like, would a cat even bother talking to you?
No, yeah, he would. No, a cat wouldn't care.
A cat thinks you're just a bigger
cat.
Dumber
be
cat.
Like, do what you want. I do what I want.
Yeah.
I don't get the whole dog thing. To be honest with you, I know it's un-American to say.
Is it really un-American to say that?
I think if you don't like dogs, you're some sort of son of a bitch or a commie.
Well, what if I don't like cats?
Well, then get out of
I see what I mean?
You're garbage.
Look
you're
at
human
you.
Garbage.
Look at that. What the hell is that about?
No, Here's I was just deal. Saying that everybody likes dogs. It seems like more people are. They're all about dogs and people, they're like, I don't trust them. Yeah. I don't trust cats. And it's like, why? What did they do?
Well, they, one bit through my finger.
Because you
was
were
trying
bad.
To feed it.
It knew.
No, I was trying to feed it.
Oh, okay.
Like an idiot, there was a little left in the bottom of the can. I was a little kid feeding the cat.
Oh.
And I scoop it out, and the cat's right there. And I'm like, there you go. And she just went right
Do
through.
Do you think that has
and hit the bone? That just made my
ruined
whole
you
hair.
For your whole life?
I like cats, actually. I like all animals. But I don't want a pet cat because, as a rule, when I go throughout my life, I make decisions. And one of them is... I don't want to scoop up someone's shit.
That's a fair.
That's it. Fair. That's the only reason I don't want a cat. I've had a cat.
They and have I've automatic litter boxes.
Yeah, I have an automatic litter box.
Oh, Jesus
Is that why you got
Christ.
Rid of Grandma?
I didn't realize
I never
we were going to end up
shit.
With this conversation. All right, I'm not discussing it. We're going to take a break now. I'm not getting a cat. That's all I'm saying. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album, Chaos Radio. So we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/EmeryEmery. That's G-U-M as in motherfucker.
Hey!
ROAD.com/EmeryEmery and buy the stupid thing.
Okay, 70% of men refuse sex during their girlfriend's period, which sucks for the ladies because orgasm is a great way to relieve period pain. In other words, 70% of men suck.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Dax Jordan and Tony Sam. Thanks
Hello.
For being here, you guys.
Thank you.
Welcome back. All right, listen, so now we understand that you don't believe in God. Was there a point in your life, your mom, she killed a tomato over this.
Dead.
And which I presume was like an allegory for your balls.
She paid for it.
She did?
She did.
Oh, that's nice for her. That's
nice.
See?
At first I thought you meant metaphorically, and then I'm like...
She was smited.
The produce.
She was smited.
Okay, yes. Like
religious people are relatively moral, I think. Generally.
Smited.
Generally. But did you ever have to face it with the family at any point after that, or did you just go way and not say anything?
My dad was checked out. I don't think he gave a shit, but...
I think what we should be talking about on the show is the dysfunction of your family. It sounds like you had... It sounds like...
Man, I got stories.
I'm starting to understand why you're so funny.
This is a...
Yeah, I got some good stuff. It's not that kind of show, though. But yeah, I mean, my dad didn't give a shit. My mom, I think she was just, she wanted to raise us right, and I think that was her idea of such a traditional thing. Like her family, all Roman Catholic, you're raised to go through communion and confirmation, all that stuff. So you just do it because that's what you think you're supposed to do, not because you really want to.
Kind of like how Jews are always Jews.
That's right.
It really is like that.
Right.
It's a family
like,
tradition.
Like, yeah, I went through everything, but
tradition.
Your great-grandmother got held down and raped over a rock for this religion, so you're going to eat this bread.
Who raped someone's grandma?
Everybody involved in a religion at some point.
Yeah, right.
Somebody got, if you think about it, we're all products of some rape at some point.
Are we?
Like,
are
you
we?
Go all the way back along the entire line of human evolution. Somebody was raped.
Was that like the sixth
in order
degree?
For you
that
to
is a that is that is
the weirdest.
That's so funny.
1% of males on Earth are related to Genghis Khan.
Boom. If just that one rapist. 1%.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
I wonder if there's any... I mean, that's now you've got me thinking about the lineage of everybody. I mean, there's so many... generations behind everybody. There's right. so many yeah. that I wonder if it's possible
it's
that at some point every line statistically... Well, I think it's statistically unlikely that every line somewhere is interrupted by a rape baby. I mean, that's what you're suggesting.
Hold on a minute. You're saying, though, with your logic...
Yeah.
Let's just get this straight.
Yes.
If something's made in China, a right. product of China...
Okay.
All right? All right, let me get my logic straight. So there's a Chinese couple. They have a kid in America. Yeah. He marries a Caucasian woman. They have a baby. That baby then marries or has sex with a Caucasian person. Mm-hmm. Is that child a product of China?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Does that make any sense whatsoever? Yeah, yeah.
Instead of you're equating China and rape, which I understand,
right?
So what I'm saying is
that's what people are talking about.
The lines that got here. I mean, if you trace all human lineage back to Lucy, back at the African Lucy,
right?
If she was raped, then boom,
then we all are
then
a product
we all are
of
a
rape
product at some point of at least one rape.
I didn't realize human lineage was this sexy.
Yeah, but you're like,
it's just a weird thought I had that this is the only place I can blurt it out.
Are you calling all sex with animals rape?
Oh, good question.
Not like, I mean, animals have sex. Well, that's not necessarily rape.
No,
the issue
it's not.
Of consent is unclear in the animal kingdom.
I win, you lose.
What? Did he win?
I'm pretty sure my mom raped my dad.
Oh, really?
Okay. Their wedding picture sure did look like a shotgun wedding with
she
her holding
unhappy.
A shotgun. No, he did. He was. And she had a big grin on her face.
Nice.
So what you're saying is in the African American community, you don't have to go as far back as Lucy.
Nope.
I see.
Just my mom.
That's a really interesting point. I mean, the fact of the matter is when you start to think about the tree of life, the human lineage.
Yeah.
It branches off numerous times.
Yeah.
And if at any point far enough back, it was the whole fucking hack idea that Neanderthal just grabbed a woman, drug her to the cave, and fucked the shit out of her.
Right.
Then all of humankind at some point can be called a product of rape.
Well, I like to think that my branch of the tree of life has a non-rape branch.
It's just very, very kind.
Right.
Very
nice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Giving.
Let me guess. Let me see if I can figure it out. You said Chicago Catholic? Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep dreaming, fucker. I don't know. That is amazing.
Back to the drawing board.
I hate that rape is still an issue in our society. It's stunning. The whole date rape issue.
People still be raping.
Yeah, people still be raping.
What about India?
What about it?
It's a big problem. They just had another Dutch lady, a tourist there, was traveler, journalist.
Yeah.
She was there, and she was raped. They've got this very
gang
chauvinistic culture there that's, immersed in their religious history. And rape is a big problem.
I didn't know India had this issue. I need to read more.
They have a lot of people over there.
There are a lot of people.
A lot of people equal a lot of rape.
I read there's a lot of people in India.
All right, listen. Topics here. Let me get us moving on a topic.
In the news.
Speaking of around the world, South African pastor, apparently this guy has reportedly ordered his congregation to eat grass. Not kidding. And this is the same guy, by the way, who decided to terminate demonic pregnancy.
Well, he terminated a demonic pregnancy, so a so-called demonic pregnancy, and there's a video of it.
Oh, really?
How did he know? Was could you see horns poking?
See, that's
the
problem. That's the problem with this shit, man. When
just gotta take his word for it.
Well, listen, Africa has really, relatively speaking, has really just come into Christianity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, decades of missionary work are starting to really take hold.
Well, that's exactly right.
The funny thing about those places that just come into Christianity, I think they're experiencing everything that all the other places did, hundreds of years ago, where people in power, they use religion to, get into a place of power and use that over people.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that's what's happening there.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Also, they're doing the witch burning. You see the...
Witches are real. I mean, I'm right. totally behind all that.
Yeah?
We've all been divorced. We know witches are
right.
real.
Right.
Yeah. So what makes you so sure about witches being real?
I've been married twice.
That's it? That's yeah. all it took? Have you really been married twice?
I have.
You're a young man.
I know, I'm young, I'm
How
handsome.
Old are you? What the hell?
Well, I don't feel like I look 37, but...
No. Yeah, no, you look 20-ish.
I moisturize.
You do moisturize?
You moisturize.
That's the secret. You have to stay out of the sun and yeah. moisturize.
What's your skin like? It's, he said, alabaster, what'd you call it?
The hair was gossamer.
My
gossamer! I forgot the word gossamer already. Right. God damn it.
Well, yeah. I also have, like, that Mediterranean kind of... oilier skin, I feel, that keeps it youthful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. keeps things
very
supple.
Very Grecian.
Supple Grecian.
When I went to, this is back, I guess, talking about like using religion for power, but when I went to Rome and visited all the, you know, the ruins and the churches and everything, like you realize how awful Christianity was.
Right.
Like the Romans were terrible to, you know, the Christians, and then the Christians came to power. In the Catholic Church, and then they did everything terrible that the Romans did.
Right.
And so that's what these people are doing now.
It's a cycle that seems to be impossible to prevent. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? When you start, when you plant the seeds of Christianity, it seems like they're going to have to go through the same growing processes that we were able to see when we look, you know, through mm-hmm. the Catholic... You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess personally, I don't have a problem if, you know, if someone wants to believe in something greater than them, that's fine. My problem is with organized religion. That's my problem.
Telling you to eat grass.
Yeah, and I think that, yeah. What kind of grass is it? Because grass is good
Did
for you.
Did I just
you.
See a picture? People are just on the lawn chewing
yeah,
it.
There yeah, are, like, there are people actually on the lawn. We can go to number four here. You can see it.
Do they get, like, to
camera
use, like,
four.
Like Hillshire Farms or anything? Like ranch? They could put a little ranch on the grass?
There we go. So there they are. They're laying on the ground.
Mm.
I don't think they have ranch.
That looks like St. Augustine. That's actually pretty good stuff. I've had it. It's thick. It's yeah. loaded with vitamins. It's
what
so
are they
green.
Fertilizing with?
Yeah, you no kidding, wonder. Right?
Poopity poop poop.
Oh, well, it's the Lord's poop.
When the church members ate the grass, a few claimed they were cured of their ills.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin deficiency?
One woman, a 21-year-old law student.
It is health food.
Rosemary, I can't say her last name. I guess I could try. Fetha claimed she suffered from a sore throat for an entire year. Once the young woman ingested the grass, she swore it healed her malady. Who uses the word malady these days, right? Yeah, what the hell? So, look at that picture. Look at that. There she is, just stuffing herself with.
Yeah, but
fresh,
what if it was
grass.
Like if it was wheat grass?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not.
Right? That'd
yeah,
be
not
good. Grass.
Yeah, right.
That'd be good.
If you scroll down on there, do you see the video of the demonic?
No, I didn't see that. Do you have a video, honey?
Does eating too much?
On this, it's at the bottom of this page, so it's not at the bottom of your page.
I'll go look. Hold on. Let's see if we can find a video.
Not yours.
Does eating too much grass make you sick?
Yeah, absolutely. You can.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You have a grass allergy, too.
Do you get sick belly?
The story goes on to say, but not everyone was cured from what ailed them. Instead, many reportedly received more than what they bargained for when they became violently ill after ingesting the grass. Throngs of followers wound up vomiting.
Mm-hmm.
During another service,
just like a cat.
Now let me
they
tell
don't
you something.
Have three stomachs like a cow.
You know what? You know what sucks about that? I'm going to tell you.
The throwing up.
No, no. What can happen is the people who throw up. Then to protect his lie, the priest can claim that
that's
means
demons.
That they're demons.
Cleansing.
Yeah,
they're
right.
being cleansed
yeah.
or something.
So
yeah.
they can completely repackage things, and the next
that's
thing,
all the evil coming out.
Well, that's exactly right. And the next thing you know, you got yourself a good old fashioned witch hunt. You know what I mean? That's where all of that leads to.
Just open that.
Oh, so
the
people
bottom.
That don't get okay. sick, they get burned as witches,
right?
Because they're full of that evil still in there, mm-hmm. or maybe they were good.
Who? Okay, a friend of mine whom I can't name.
Try.
Is no Manarlasenken. I told you I can't do it. Why right. would you do that to
I
me?
I just
want to
see if you can do it.
Anyway, so this person is actually entrenched in the Mormon faith, her family and all that, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, and
they're digging trenches now.
That's and so she's not completely out of the closet about giving up the faith. She's definitely left it, but she's still entrenched with her family, and they're all hounding her. And she recently was having a discussion with a family member who said,
she told this family member this great weight was lifted off her shoulders as she got rid of all of these bad, awful ideas that the Mormon faith had frightened her with, if you will. I'm paraphrasing now, but that's ostensibly what she said. Her family member said to her, "That's because Satan is off your back. He got you now. He doesn't need to hang on to you. He doesn't need to be over your shoulder. He doesn't need to be hounding you anymore. He's gone because now you're his."
Mm. He's not sitting on your shoulders anymore because he doesn't need to.
Or he's inside her.
Is that?
Yeah, okay, we're getting sexy again.
Wow, all right.
That's cool.
Sure.
I mean, that's pretty cool that he said it like that.
Right?
That they actually believe that, too.
Well, what followed from that was, I love the story, this girl went and got the scriptures and went to her family member and said, "Okay, we're going to read some scriptures and see if what you said is true." And she disproved her aunt's claim using her aunt's own scriptures. Mm-hmm.
She wasn't Satan's concubine?
Yeah. That the Mormon faith doesn't believe what the aunt made up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
What a terrible thing to say to your niece.
Yeah, right? So here we go. Here's some video that Heather found of this pastor that has people eating.
This is the demonic pregnancy.
Oh, is this the demonic pregnancy? Cool.
Well, why? She's wearing red for starters.
Right there. It's so well cast.
Right?
Good showmanship right there.
Yeah. Is he spanking her ass? What is he doing?
I don't know what's going on.
Is she going to have it?
What's
the toilet, you got a little paper, toilet paper on
your shoe there, lady?
Maybe it's just gas.
Could be.
Fart it out, sister. Bitches.
Oh, slapping people in the
head.
A
lot of violence.
He's like the black Benny Hinn.
I feel like she's just sticking her stomach out. Mm-hmm.
Just dysentery.
Man, dumb people. Uneducated people are easy to trick.
I love the guy that flinched.
I know, I saw that.
He's been to mass before.
Right.
Yeah, he knows what's coming.
Hey, you're not pregnant. Look at this. And you're not pregnant. It's not pregnancy.
Yeah, maybe she's just got gas.
Or hepatitis.
It's not pregnancy.
Yeah. Distended.
It's a demon.
Liquid demon builds up in your belly. There's a number of things that can cause that.
Oh, if he hits that
as well
stomach.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, pop it. Pop it like a zit.
Is she just going to stand up straight and her belly goes away?
Look at it. It grows.
Oh, my God.
It's like a baby inside, but it's...
Smack it.
Is he going to slap it?
This is riveting.
We got dead air. Slap it already.
Okay. He didn't actually hit it. He's pretending to hit it.
Oh, she's sucking her stomach back in.
Well, she's wavering.
It looks like a pregnant woman.
She just took gas X.
Oh, and he smacked her in the forehead a little bit.
Wow,
so
look.
Fucked up.
No, it's working. I'm a believer.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Oh.
I don't really see it.
Put the mic up to her moaning
mouth. She's just taking a big old shit.
It doesn't seem to be going away, really.
What are the chatters saying?
Wow.
I really think the Oscars should have a televangelist category.
She's taking a dump.
I don't think this is good for her.
What if a giant worm crawled out of her mouth?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, guys. You know what I think we're seeing? I think we're seeing classic charlatanry. I think that girl...
is a part of this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's part of the scheme.
Now, you don't need to do that when you've got a congregation that will just go with your hip net.
If the liquid's not coming out of here, is it? Or the demon baby.
So, did she just have to poop? Is she pooping?
No. She's
sweating.
Because her belly's gone.
Well, when you lay down, the liquid disperses and your belly will go away. If it's just liquid.
What? She can control that?
That's enough.
Right?
Right.
Whoa.
Out of his stomach. Come out, you Douglas.
Gurgling.
Out of his stomach. Out of you, Douglas. Out of you.
Out of you,
Douglas.
Out of you, Douglas.
Out of you, Douglas. Out of you, Douglas.
This feels more like pastor porn.
Don't really know what is supposed to be happening anymore. Trying real hard to make it happen.
And those are your nominees for Best Supporting Actor.
Well, all right. We'll check back in with that a little later and find out what the hell's really going on.
That's a tough one, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I felt that way after like a bad bowl of chili. Or
right. Some old shrimp.
I've made those noises.
Some old shrimp.
I've made those noises.
Bad yeah.
Shrimp platter. And I wish someone was shouting at me.
You that would have helped. Felt like you had a baby.
Like I would have felt pressured to get it out.
What's happening?
Yeah.
What's happening?
What on your body? That's what it made me think of. It made me think of Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
That's right. We have a premium ad-free service. We already give you a free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. That's right, $10 per year. We also have another option, and that's the Pay More If You Want button. If you want to give us more money, we'll give away some subscriptions to the needy, so be generous. Support the show if you can afford it. Please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. Sperm can be considered an anti-aging treatment, as it has a tightening effect on the skin. Hey, honey!
Don't even think about it.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Dax Jordan and hey, Tony Sam.
Hello again. It's Hello. Still me.
Welcome back. It is still you. You're here still.
Great.
Thanks for not leaving.
Hey, I tried when you said I was under contract.
the contract you're under, I think, is an email between you and my daughter.
Oh, that's right.
Wow, that's a weird
story. No,
yeah.
It was text
What the hell
me.
Was that?
Yeah, my contract was just text.
Bly texted me. I texted him.
It wasn't even email.
I'm in control.
Nice.
Nothing happens.
Technology. You're the one that hooked us up with Tony Sam.
At Blad's request.
I hooked up with all of you.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
You could.
I
Interesting.
Will. Hey.
Do we care what happened in that video, or should we wait and watch that in the premium version of the show?
Oh, no.
I can't imagine anything happens other than she just gets up and It looked like she was
better.
It looks like she was poking her stomach out.
Right. Absolutely.
And now then, she can suck it in. And,
and then
better.
As he did that, she pulled it in a little bit more each time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dog. It's a dog and pony show.
That's all this is, right?
Yeah. Smoke and mirrors.
This is what we call miracles, you know.
Charlatan.
Yeah.
Re.
Snake oil.
Shenanigans.
There's actually a guy on the track named Snake Oil.
Oh. There is a guy on there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's, yeah, he calls
hey,
snake
let me
oil.
Give a shout out to my boy, Snake Oil.
There you go, Snake Oil. He's been
snake
listening to the show.
Snake Oil.
And your mom's here.
Oh, mom's here. Oh, yeah. I talked to mom on the phone tonight.
Hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
All of our mom? Your mom?
No, my just mom. His mom.
Oh. Yeah, it's just my mom.
My mom doesn't know how podcasts work.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she have the internet?
Yes.
Interwebs?
She does do some interneting.
Yeah.
But not that's for weird. Podcast
just,
purposes.
My mom, she'll post on my Facebook, but I feel like she just types with her knuckles. And she doesn't see that what
she's
typed is it's just all misspelled words and incoherent sentences, and then she hits enter. I'm like, didn't you see what you wrote?
Proofread your work, Ma.
And then she'll text me, and it's just gibberish.
Okay, now, based on the two images you've painted of your mom...
A God-fearing knuckle dragger.
Yeah, I feel like your mom's an orangutan. I mean, what?
Yeah, that would make sense.
You say a sentence to her, she squeezes a tomato,
well,
and she
I mean,
just uses her knuckles to hit the... Right.
No wonder he likes animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no wonder he likes animals.
Because we connect on some high level.
Orangutans love cats. See, this is all coming together.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm right? Bart Orangutan.
Coco had a gorilla.
Coco had a kitten, yeah.
Yeah.
That had to be a weird moment, by the way. Right? The first time you go, okay, we've taught this thing to communicate using sign language. Now let's see what happens when we throw a cat in there. Because
he's going to eat it or cuddle it.
That was a pass-fail moment, man.
Did one of them ever get torn apart? Did they ever tear a cat apart?
They don't
I don't
report
think so.
That.
No.
I hope not. I mean, yeah, that's
until the Blackfish documentary on Coco comes out.
You know, it never occurred to me that maybe that was like the eighth cat that they tried.
Right, like just
have
like
a whole bunch
of banana,
whole bunch
of head back.
Dead cats in the back.
Oh,
peel
man.
It like a banana.
Right. There's a heartbreaking video.
Oh,
of,
no.
What? Why are you telling us this?
I don't want to hear this.
We were being silly.
Of an orangutan.
I'll save it.
What happened?
It's heartbreaking, but Coco's cat dies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I've seen it.
And there's the video of them telling Coco, and then in the night, the gorilla's just wailing, just mourning.
Right.
Yeah.
Which goes to your argument that, that animals have feelings and matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was right.
Well.
Proven.
Here's an interesting one that's breaking recently, and I'm only a quarter way into the book. I'm forgetting the name of it. Sex at Dawn. Sex at Dawn is a controversial book that is making the argument, and not anthropologically, by the way, although they go into anthropological examples. The people who wrote the book are not anthropologists. They're making this argument that we're more like bonobos, human beings, than we are chimps in our behavioral processes.
Right.
Bonobos.
Yeah. What's that?
Don't
genetically?
War.
I believe they say that too.
What's a bonobo? I'm sorry.
We're closer to bonobos
than chimps.
I'm not familiar.
Well, bonobos are a type of chimpanzee. There's different types of chimps.
Oh yeah.
Here's how it works. It works like this. At one point, there was a branching, and you had, you had gorillas, your mom, and what? I'm sorry. and then off of the, anyway. So,
we're closer with the apes than, like, monkeys. We're not as close.
No, monkeys are way down. You've got two kinds of monkeys. Yeah. You got Old World, and you got the monkeys with no tails.
Yeah.
Tails means Old World, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And then you got baboons, but there's a lot of breaking off of the branching of the tree. But when you start with humans and go backward, what you find is chimps and bonobos right there. And is it true? Did they confirm that we're closer genetically? That we broke?
I thought I was remembering that from Sex at Dawn, but it's been a couple of years since I read it.
Oh, okay. Is that really a couple year old book?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that old. It's
that,
really
you know,
a good
I'm
read.
Sorry, but the title of that book makes me think that it's about something else.
That it was a porno.
I was like, this sounds like a romance, not like a Danielle Steele novel.
Right. No, it's
about, you know, fucking everybody.
Okay.
It's a science book that makes solid arguments in favor of poly sexual connections as opposed to monogamy.
Yeah, the idea that monogamy is not at all.
I'm starting to think I can love many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not just me.
Oh. What do you mean? What do you mean starting to think? Have you thought about being polyamorous?
Well, I've been married twice, you know, and I know a few people that it seems like there's quite a few comedians we know that are like really staunch believers in this polyamory thing. And
that's us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And Baron Vaughn.
Baron Vaughn.
I wasn't going to name any names.
Oh, he's out with it.
Yeah, no, he's out. He's out of the poly closet.
Yeah. I mean, it is possible to care about multiple people.
Well, let's talk about it. I mean, you're contemplating because you know people who are doing it and have done it. Did you know that Dax was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Do you have any kids?
No.
If you had kids,
that would not be an option.
But if you had two,
no, I mean if I had kids, not having kids. Is
well,
not
that's
an
not really what my question is about. Is if you had kids, could you love one less than the other, or could you love them both?
Well, I'm not sticking my dick in my kids, I guess.
Well,
I mean,
not the ones
you can
love
more than one person.
Well, I would pick a favorite, sure.
People do pick
my
a favorite. There's no question about
my
that.
My mom told me and still tells me I'm her favorite.
Oh, like she tells you.
Even though.
Because the other one's bought into the religious dogma.
Even after the tomato incident.
I mean, that's many years ago. That's like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
We've worked it out. But we've bonded. I'm her favorite because I'm the best. I'm the best looking kid. Mm-hmm. I'm smart. I'm funny. She loves me.
Oh. My grandmother used to treat me. I was kind of raised by a grandma. My mom was a traveling performer, so she was out a lot, and we were left in the care of the grandparents. And my grandma always made me feel like I was the favorite, you know? And the fact is, it's because I was the dumbest.
She thought she had to
coddle you.
Yeah, I think that maybe you're the dumbest, Tony.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Well, I certainly play up like I'm helpless a lot. So I do get more attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't do things for myself.
So you're manipulating mom.
Oh yeah,
constantly.
Yeah.
What do your siblings do? They're not in the arts, are they?
No. My brother is like the furthest thing. He is a high school PE and health teacher.
Oh, cool.
Like if you could imagine what is the exact opposite of me, it's him. Like,
wow.
He's got straight hair and he's tall and he's always serious. And my sister is like she bridges the gap. She's the oldest. My brother's the middle. I'm the youngest. But my sister is kind of a mix of creative and more responsible. So she understands me, and she communicates. Like, if I have something to say to my brother, she'll be the person that kind of mediates.
Right.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm my mom's favorite because I'm an only child.
Yeah, right?
Me too.
All right, high five with
that.
What's that, Tony?
If you still weren't her favorite?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Now it sucks.
Doing the same joke.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
You had to ask a question. I made a statement.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
It's the same joke, though.
You're no longer
structurally
the
speaking.
You've been supplanted by your sister.
But he has siblings. He couldn't do the joke you did.
Nope.
He was limited by his life experience.
He was trying to do the joke about us.
Right.
You can't speak for us.
Nope.
And our unique position.
Well, so, Tony, at this point, who's your least favorite comedian in the room?
Dax.
I thought so.
Jordan. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, like, I do see how, you know, you can have feelings for multiple people. It's just, you know, I think it's harder for women to be in that place to be with someone who... You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's harder, much harder for a woman to feel like, hey, yeah, just, you know, sleep with everybody.
Yeah, right, go ahead. Right.
Like, wait, try and, like, bring
gonna,
that, like,
you're
going to
come back
that.
with some groceries, right?
Right.
For me and the kids, you're going to be back, right?
I've always been, you know, when I'm with someone, like, in a committed, I would never, never cheated on anybody. I don't know, I can't, like, it's hard for me to... feel like it's right, even though
you'll get used
like
to
I
it.
Could I can justify
you understand it's
it.
Not cheating, right?
No, I know. Well, as long as everyone is
right.
Okay with it,
right?
But like,
let me ask you a question,
okay?
Because I really am enjoying this. I want to have this conversation. We don't do the poly conversation very often. on the show. Oh, so this is exciting to me. The first thing I want to ask you is, have you ever dated more than one girl at a time, ever, in your life?
I mean, yeah, at the very beginning, like when you're just getting to know someone and you're not sure if that's the person you want to be with, I guess.
Right. And did you feel odd or guilty about not making a promise and still dating two people at the same time? Did that feel weird?
You know, I guess I think it did. Like, I wanted to always make that person feel, like, special.
Right.
But in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, well, I'm doing the same dance with someone else. And am I being, I don't know. It was confusing for me.
Right. Now, did you date someone who was dating someone else ever at the same time and know that they were out kissing someone else or maybe even more?
Well, I wasn't aware of it at first, but it turned out this girl I was seeing had a boyfriend that she was living with.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And so once I found that out...
You're dating a girl who's living with a boyfriend.
Yeah, I kind of felt really weird about it.
Oh, man. How'd you find out?
Well, she kind of brought it up, but then I felt awful about it. Right. Because I actually felt bad for him. Like, then I was like, you're not nice.
Did he know?
No.
Okay. See, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really fucked up.
That's not polyglamorous.
No.
It isn't.
That's what we call it in Hollywood.
It is definitely not polyglamorous.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it takes a certain mindset that maybe I'm just, like, I'd like to think that I could. Like, I certainly could probably be okay.
Because, like, a lot of people agree with the idea of poly on an intellectual level, but they've been so trained, a lifetime of emotional haranguing.
I really do think that's what it is, right.
Yeah. It's hard for a lot of people to break out of
that. Well, I also, you know, for me, I don't know. I don't want that person that I'm with being with someone else. Like,
to have other fun.
Okay, well, that's
exactly your type of fun.
That, to me, like, I don't know.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to get to the root of why that is. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable and intermission. And now a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners. Stalkin' Dawkins, Kyle, Danielle Lucas, Snake Oil, Orwellianson, Carl Barrett, Thundercock, Blasphemer James, Sean Cochrane, Loser, Sean.
I think that's Cochrane.
Cochran, Loser, Sean, Jay, Jimmy in New York City, and Yaya on the Wall tonight requested that I say their name too. We also have Cameron Winters and Joe Swam. These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Thanks for being there, everybody.
And now back to Ardent Atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Dax Jordan, and we're getting to the bottom of why Tony Sam is so insecure. Tony, that's what that's about. I'm sorry, what'd I say?
Can I take one tangential moment and we'll get back to the Tony thing that has to be addressed?
Yeah.
This Thundercock situation. Yeah. I have a joke that I've been doing for a long time.
You have a Thundercock.
Are you marking your territory right now?
Well, I'm wondering, because here's the thing. The joke is about when you're at a strip club and you have to call a stripper by that stupid stripper name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should also have a stupid stripper name.
Oh, my God.
So
the guy's in the store.
So when she asks you what your name is, and
my name's Chevelle.
I have a little interaction with someone in the front row, and I'm like, look, when she comes over and asks for your name, I want you to go, my name is Thundercock. And I tell her, I want to spread this all over the world. I want every next stripper I talk to, no matter where I am, to say, wow, you're the fourth Thundercock who's been in here today. And then I make a big deal that, like, we're all Thundercock. And, like, I've done this joke for, at this point, probably 100,000 people.
Right.
So now that I'm seeing it, I'm wondering if this gentleman can tell me if he got Thundercock from being at one of my shows.
Oh, that'd nice. Awesome. So if Thundercock if you put that name up there as a result of knowing Dax's joke, please type on the wall and let us know. I just like the image of somebody named Thundercock falling in love with a stripper and marrying, and then just do you, Thundercock,
right,
take Malibu to be your lawfully wedded stripper.
Malibu.
That's the picture.
It sounds like American Gladiators getting
absolutely.
Thundercock.
Thundercock.
Malibu.
So you do realize that's fundamental insecurity. That's what that's about. The fear.
Do you disagree?
Go ahead.
I agree with that.
No. I
just don't want someone else putting their dick in.
Why not?
Because
let's talk it out.
Because I don't know, that seems gross to me.
Gross?
So you wouldn't have a three-way with two guys?
Well, no, that starts to sound homophobic.
That would be three guys then, because I'm a guy.
Well, three-way with another guy and a girl.
Oh, I get it.
I will smack you.
She'll do it. I've seen it.
No, I don't think I would.
How come?
I don't know.
You don't want the penises to touch?
No, I just...
I think it was Penn, and I hope I don't butcher this, but Penn Jillette says... any guy who won't suck another guy's dick when his girlfriend asks him to is a fag.
That's interesting.
I like that. Yeah. I mean, what that's about. What
that's logic.
What that's... Joe swam on the wall. Let us know if I got that quote accurate. The idea is if you're in a relationship with someone, what you want to do is you want to be the partner for that person. You want to help that person realize their fantasies, their joys, their loves, what they want. It's why it's important that we pair properly. We pick people that we're emotionally and sexually compatible with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you're in a relationship with a girl who's like, you know, I've always wanted to put on a dildo and peg a guy, and you're like. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Then you're a dick. I mean,
you're a dick because you won't let her fuck you with.
Fuck
a dildo.
Yeah, you are.
Right.
Absolutely, especially since you just spent the last better part of the fucking year trying to talk her into letting you just put a finger in her ass. But that's the world in which we live. I think we need to be. We have to platinum rule this thing. You need to find out what the person that you're in love with wants, likes, enjoys, dreams about, fantasizes about, and how far out there do they want to go. And then you need to walk out there with them. That's what we need to do. So,
or figure out that maybe it's not right for you.
That's exactly right. Right. And by the way, I think it is appropriate. While I love that Penn quote, I hope I got it right. While I like that Penn quote, really, you shouldn't end up in bed with someone who wants to do something that you're morally or personally
And that's why you should let them fuck other people, because there are other people who would do with that.
Nicely put, Dax, bringing it back around to the poly. There's an answer right there.
Boom.
So if you don't want a girl to peg you with a dildo, maybe she can peg the other guy and then come back and then give you the missionary sex you like.
She could even get some cash from it.
True. Well, that would help pay the bills.
That's right. Bringing home the money.
I like it.
I don't know if I like that.
Oh. Whoring.
It's whoring it, out, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with whoring.
Okay.
It makes people really miserable. It makes them sad.
Not and unless it's something they like, or it's a fantasy of theirs.
You know, I dated Tia, she constantly was talking about how she just loved sex and she did porn. And I think that was true. No question about that. There is a really negative side effect that I watched Tia kind of grow through as I knew her over the years. I should be saying Holly. Her name's Holly Stevens. She's passed away from breast cancer.
Oh.
One of the things that I really thought was sad that I watched her kind of develop into or become as a result of the sex working that she did was she looked at men as a means to get something rather than to connect with. And she finally did connect really strongly with someone, very, very cool. So she finally found a good, strong connection. But I watched her go through life just not connecting with human beings. It was really sad. And just thinking of them, these men, as someone that could give her the things that she wanted. And there wasn't a real good emotional connection. Toward the end, she fell in love with a fantastic guy, a really cool comic that she that saw her out of this life, and they connected very, very deeply. So that was good, but it was in the way.
Sex work can be damaging.
It can have its, you know? It can take its toll, yeah. And it usually does. You'd agree with that sentence, right, Dax?
I've seen it happen.
I don't know why you're not asking me.
Yeah. I don't know.
Heather
has worked in the sex industry.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on it?
You're right.
There you go. Yeah.
Is jealousy a product of insecurity?
Yes.
In my opinion, it's mm-hmm. the...
Or is it human nature to be...
Is there a problem?
Somebody at the door.
Oh, okay.
Oh, pizza.
I don't think we ordered
hope
pizza.
It's pizza.
In my opinion, yes. The root level, the root problem is, without question...
I feel like...
Thank you.
I feel like jealousy is just basic human nature, too. Don't you? You want to protect what's yours.
Well,
it's connected to greed and. That's right. I feel like it basically comes
insecurity is basic human nature.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And I think that insecurity insecurity is the rape from which all of the other negative emotions that we experience occurs.
Can we say the China?
Yeah, it's the China from which all other negative emotions that we experience.
So then is conventional marriage, is that based on insecurity?
Well, that's a complex one, actually. I think I think that conventional marriage. Are we really out of time?
No, I gotta know.
Yeah, you know what? Hold on.
We're at 1 hour 3 minutes.
We're over. All right, we're gonna say goodnight, but we'll be back with the premium version of the show very soon. Because that's it for the free hour. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers.
Envious?
Very soon. I want to thank our guests, Dax Jordan and Tony Sam.
Sorry I made it real, guys.
No, I'm loving this. I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson, and our video switcher, Maurice Northup. Thank you, Maurice. Tune in next week when our guest will be...
Fabulous!
And we'll be talking about...
Being sexy!
Who are you? This has been the free version of episode 141, another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. I'm your host, Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson, our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph, moderator supreme, Swam, and our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Masturbator Extraordinaire, Winters.
So, where can they find you, Tony?
You can follow me on Twitter at TOEKNEESAM.
I love it. TOEKNEESAM.
Yeah, Tony.
Where can they find you, Dax Jordan?
At Dax Jordan on the Twitters.
There you go. Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.